Good evening. This is a special meeting of the Programs and Services. I'm Amy Sangiolo, Chair of the Committee. With us tonight are Tennis Mahan from Ward 3, Alderman Norton from Ward 2, and Alderman Lyle Baker from Ward 7, and our committee clerk, Karen Dean. The first item on our agenda is item number 137-15. I'm looking at your agenda, Karen.
Oh, sorry.
The Newton Election Commissioners requesting that the Board of Aldermen move the polling locations currently located at the Memorial Spalding, Countryside, and Bowen Schools to the Newton South High School Gym, and that the polling location currently at Fire Station No. 1 be moved to the Grace Episcopal Church. This request is being made to provide better voting locations for Newton's voters. With us tonight are members of the Election Commission and David Olson. Would you please join us at the table?
Thank you, David.
So, David, did you want to present?
I will. Yes, and with support from Margie and Denise. I've got a handout here. This is the material that was presented at the election commission when they made the decision to act for change. And before we start, we're going to ask that we split this item, that we take up the move from Fire Station 1 to Grace Episcopal Church tonight, and to hold the move to Newton South. We've gotten some information and a call from the school department this morning asking that they have a little more time to consult with the school committee. The administration had been in support of this, and that's why we voted it. But they would like to talk with the school committee before moving forward. So we're going to hold that, the move of those three schools tonight. So I can answer any questions about those that you might have, but not looking for a vote.
So first, why don't we just split the item? So is there a motion to divide the item?
So moved.
All those in favor? So we'll have 1A, 1B.
Yep.
So is there a motion to hold the one for the move to South?
So moved.
All those in favor? Unanimous. We're also joined by Alderman Rice. Okay, so the move to Grace Episcopal for Fire Station 1. Are there any questions or comments? Really not. We're also joined by Alderman Leary and Alderman Kalis. So, colleagues, what we've done is split the items. So we're holding the move for Memorial Spalding, Countryside, and Bowen to Newton South tonight. But we're moving forward with the Fire Station 1 move to Grace Episcopal Church. And Alderman Leary, since you're from Ward 1, do you have any opinion on it?
I actually did meet with them a few weeks ago to discuss this ahead of time. And I really was happy they were moving out of the fire engine, the fire station, because it really wasn't a good place to have it. And the Grace Church seems fine. My only comment was, I remember their parking lot being kind of small, and it was during a day, a Tuesday, when schools, there's a lot of teacher parking on Vernon, so there's still an issue of limited parking. But it's certainly not any more limited than what's at the fire station.
Okay. So you're fine.
I'm fine with it. I mean, I didn't think there were other, I thought they had looked at other possibilities and they hadn't worked out.
And if I could, just a comment, when Alderman Leary did raise the issue at the Election Commission meeting, we did go out during the day to assess the parking in the area. And on page 7 of the handout that I just gave you are some photos. On Eldridge Street, this is the corner of Eldridge and Church Street. The first picture, you can see a red car to the right. This is where the church is. And along that street, it is quite heavily parked during the day, during the school hours. However, if you look down Church Street, there is practically no one parked along the street because this is a three-hour parking zone. And so there is plenty of parking along Church Street in this area.
Right. You're talking about this one?
The page before.
Okay.
So at the top is a street that's in front of the church. And then at the bottom, this is the corner. You can see the two station wagons at the front. If you look to the left, this is Church Street. All along Church Street here is 3 hour limit to parking.
Looking down?
Yes.
That does get heavily parked at times from Elliott Church. If they're having an event that morning, it's not all day though, but
yeah.
I've seen it totally parked during the morning. They're having some kind of
morning event.
Yeah.
So the day that we went, it was not an issue. And there is a small amount of parking in the church parking lot, which we would reserve for handicapped individuals to use. So after school hours are out, the street opens up as well, and is parking available.
So how is the plan to notify voters?
The plan is to notify voters, just as we did when we moved Cabot and to Cabot Park Village and Zervas to Wadham Library Center. We sent out a brightly colored postcard announcing that their polling location has moved to every voter that would be in this precinct. And on election day itself, A-frames at each of the polling locations, the old polling locations, with a reminder that the polling location has moved and a map as to how to get to your new polling location. In this case, the move is just down the street. It's about a quarter of a mile from the fire station to the church, and it's all along Church Street.
My only concern is that it's not that long before the first preliminary election. Is that going to be trying to notify you for that specifically with the election cycle?
Definitely.
It's
a little bit tricky because of the summer. We want to notify towards the end of the summer so that people aren't forgetting over the summer. But also we're going to be working with Megan Maher in the mayor's office to get the information out into the mayor's weekly tab.
You know, that would be very helpful because that's a very visible location. You put a large lawn sign that says your polling station has moved. It's an arrow going down church. So people would remember, they don't even have to stop. They could just continue.
Sure.
And that might be helpful.
Alderman Canales?
On the previous item,
yes.
So, what are the next steps in the estimated time?
In the estimated timing on that, I don't have an estimate at this point. The school administration wants to talk with the school committee. I know that the school committee is meeting on Monday night, which is a board meeting, so I couldn't go, but Mike Cronin was going to go and present. So, I don't know at this point. If it all goes well, it could be back fairly shortly. If it doesn't, depending on how long it takes, we may not be able to move for this election cycle. We'll wait till the next one.
Okay. Are there any more comments, questions? Alderman Hesman?
I just always tell this story. Just ask how many people know why Tuesday is the day you vote.
And it snows on Monday.
No, because good answer though. It's because when we first created elections in Massachusetts, it was required that all polling places be within one day's walk of wherever anybody within the district lived. And because you weren't supposed to walk on the Sabbath, it had to be on a day when you could start walking on a work day and then walk back on a work day and not run into the Sabbath. So that is why we have it on Tuesday rather than on a weekend or another day. And so when I hear people complain about having to go to a new polling place, I'm a little unsympathetic. That's all. I move approval.
There's a motion to approve. All those in favor? It's you. No. But it's unanimous.
Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
I just want to point out I wore my tie.